Welcome back to our final Beaver Fever Friday here at Giovanni's Beaver Track and Cross Country. The focus right now, Senior Krista Benson out of Mankato. You guys just got back from a couple of days of competing in Los Angeles. 10 of you went, 3 different days, 4 or 5 different meets, sometimes competing in 2 meets in the same day. What was that chaos like?
It was crazy, but it was a lot of fun. We were busy the whole time. Everyone had different schedules, but it was a good week overall. Everyone performed well, so it was a lot of fun.
Everyone that went is a BSU record holder of some sort. You were within an eyelash of qualifying for the NCAAs in the indoor season this past year. Obviously, the goal is to go now in the outdoor season, but what's it like to travel with all of these very successful athletes here? And I mean, you guys are obviously on the same team, you know each other, but to get to know each other even better.
It's pretty cool. It really shows how our hard work is paying off, and we're being rewarded with going to really cool meets and seeing great competition out there in California. So it's just a great experience for all of us to be together and go to that next level in California.
To say that this is some of the best competition you're going to compete against would be a major understatement. And yet this league is very good. I mean, weekly, on a week-in and week-out basis, you guys are competing against really good competition. How does that make you better over the course of a 4-year career?
Definitely pushes me a lot when I have really good athletes to compete against. It makes me want to be at their level, and it makes me want to be better. So it definitely just pushes me even more.
4 years ago when you walked on campus, did you ever think you'd be competing in Los Angeles?
No, definitely not. I would have never imagined that.
Take us back through your 4 years and how you've grown as not only an athlete, but a competitor as well.
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot of fun. I've grown a lot, improved a lot, learned a lot in track and about myself and what it takes to work hard and sacrifices you have to make sometimes. So I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's been amazing here.
If my memory is correct, Coach Keene has been here the last 3 years, or has it been 4 years?
He's been here for 4 years.
4 years. Okay, Coach Keene has been here your entire career here. Just recently, though, you've added a couple of extra assistant coaches. How has that extra coaching and the extra resources given to the team made everyone better?
It's been really good. Adding coaches for more specific events has given other athletes a chance to really connect with their event group and event coach. And then Keene's been able to focus a little bit more on his specific group, but still watch over all the athletes, obviously, as the head coach. So it's been really good. I've gotten to see lots of coaches come and go, I guess you could say. So that's been kind of cool, too.
Bemidji State Track has a pretty lengthy history. A couple of national champions, a couple of people who have been to nationals, multiple times in their 4-year career here. What does it say about the direction of the program right now, where I think you've got 16 provisionally qualified already here for the outdoor season?
Yeah, this program is always growing, and I don't think it will ever stop growing. We're always looking to get better, always looking to recruit great athletes. So I really don't see it stopping to grow anytime soon. I think it's just going to get better and better.
How has Bemidji State prepared you for the real world?
It's a hard question. I don't know. I've definitely had to work hard these past 4 years and learn how to manage my time being an athlete and a student at the same time. So I think it's just taught me great skills with that and taught me how to work hard and shoot for the stars, keep trying to reach my goals.
Obviously, as a competitor, you want to go out and win every single event. How has competing at such a high level, for lack of a better term, made you not appreciate coming in second, but know that you're not always going to win at whatever it is in the real world or in competition?
Yeah, I guess, like, if you can't win every meet, you can't have a perfect race every time. So it just really makes you appreciate the days that you do perform really well, and you appreciate your competition because they push you to do the best you can on that particular day.
What is in store for you in the future?
I actually just recently accepted a job down in Mankato as a marketing coordinator at Snell Motors. So I'll be moving back home this summer, living for free with my parents for a while. So I'm excited about that.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with living for free for a little while. Will you be walking here in a couple of weeks?
Yes.
Perfect. What's your major again?
Graphic design with a minor in mass communications.
Bemidji State is certainly known for its graphic design program. You know, the possibilities are quite honestly endless in that major, correct?
Yeah. You could honestly go anywhere with it and do anything, so.
What's one thing you could say to your current teammates as they're finishing either their first, second, or third year here at BSU and trying to push them in the right direction or in their futures?
Don't take any day for granted. It goes really fast. Appreciate the time with your team and don't stop working hard because it's worth it in the end.
Best of luck the rest of this year, Krista.
Thank you.